Good morning. This is Bill Lynch, substituting for Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. As the Democrats gear up for next week's nominating convention, the big question is starting to be where, not where's the beef, but where's the suspense? For Walter Mondale, the balloting is now merely a formality. He's already picked and announced his choice for a running mate, New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro. Gary Hart says he's still in the race, and Jesse Jackson is still hinting at floor battles. But since no one expects any real surprises, some delegates are deciding the trip to San Francisco may not be worth it. Baltimore's Mayor William Donald Schaefer isn't going, saying, "I'm not needed out there." Alabama's Governor George Wallace is also skipping the convention. He's going to drum up business for his state in Europe. Other delegates have also bowed out, including seven members of Florida's delegation. But the nominee apparent and his new running mate are doing their best to maintain excitement, as Susan Spencer reports from Minnesota.
Tiny Elmore, Minnesota, Mondale's hometown, probably had no idea what it had in store for itself when folks decided to host a convention kickoff for the candidate. Only now, of course, it's for the candidates. And it's the first political event for this male-female ticket. Today, the candidates will take questions, something they didn't want to do at the announcement for fear of cluttering up all that great publicity. They are likely to be asked about Ms. Ferraro's supposed negatives, the misgivings of some Democrats that she may hurt in the South, not broaden the party's base, may not in the traditional sense have the usual qualifications for vice president. The campaign's response to that last criticism is first that Ms. Ferraro is qualified, but more to the point that tradition is tradition no more. Susan Spencer, CBS News, North Oaks, Minnesota.
President Reagan tries to bolster his standing with women today in a meeting with Republican women at the White House. Asked about the Ferraro choice, Mr. Reagan declined comment yesterday, except to note he had put the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. National political conventions have a way of attracting protest groups of just about every imaginable stripe. Last night, San Francisco had a preview of what might happen next week. Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority was in the midst of a two-day meeting when several groups took to the streets to denounce the conservative preacher. Bob Butler of KCBS has the story.
It began as a peaceful demonstration, all right, but soon turned ugly as the protesters marched towards Union Square. Eight arrests were made as mounted police moved in to clear the street of men and women lying in front of traffic. Protest organizer Rachel Stern says that's what did it.
After they ran to the woman with the motorcycles, they began to beat her over the head. A medic came in to try to help the woman who was getting beaten over the head, and they began to beat her up, too.
Eight people were injured, including one policeman. Department spokesman Mike Parra says it was a result of a few people spoiling it for everyone. They pelted officers with rocks, bottles, and firecrackers.
There was a small group of people causing this problem. I don't think there were 1,000 troublemakers out there. I think there were a few people causing problems that had infiltrated a legitimate demonstration.
Paris says the department proved last night that it's ready for any demonstration that may take place next week. Bob Butler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The time now, 3 minutes past the hour. Poland's former Solidarity leader, Lech Wałęsa, was turned away from a political trial in Warsaw today, a trial that, as John Sheehan tells us, the government would rather have avoided.
Supporters of the outlawed Solidarity movement kissed Lech Wałęsa and thanked him for showing up at the military court where four fellow dissidents were put on trial today. But police barred Wałęsa from the opening hearing and ordered him away from the courthouse. He left, threatening to set up a tent nearby to hold a vigil for the defendants. Western reporters were also prevented from attending the trial. The political trial is an embarrassment to Polish communist authorities who have been trying to improve relations with the United States. Defendants Jacek Kuron, Adam Michnik, and Henryk Bujec were offered freedom if they would leave Poland temporarily. They refused. The fourth accused, Zbigniew Romaszewski, is serving 4.5 years for running clandestine Solidarity radio broadcasts. All are charged with making preparations for the overthrow of the communist system. Wałęsa called the trial a shame on all Poles and said the defendants deserve medals for the hardships they are undergoing. John Sheehan, CBS News, Warsaw.
British soldiers in Northern Ireland shot and killed a suspected IRA guerrilla during a night of violence across that British province. More from Leslie Van Slyke in Belfast.
Police say the shooting occurred when British soldiers encountered four men acting suspiciously near a factory in a town about 50 miles west of Belfast. The soldiers opened fire on the group, killing one of the men. The others are still being questioned by police. It is not known if the dead man was a member of a paramilitary organization, nor will police say if the soldiers involved were part of an undercover anti-terrorist unit. A quantity of explosives and a gun are said to have been recovered at the scene of the shooting. Elsewhere in the province, cleanup operations are underway following a second night of violence. In County Tyrone, businesses in two towns suffered extensive damage in firebomb attacks. In Derry, rioters hurled gasoline bombs at police patrols before being dispersed by rounds of plastic bullets. Leslie Van Slyke for CBS News, Belfast.
In the continuing Persian Gulf tanker war, Iraq today claims its warplanes hit two large naval targets south of Karg Island. Syria's efforts to work out a ceasefire in northern Lebanon have failed. For the third day, two pro-Syrian militia groups traded rocket and artillery fire, bringing the death toll since Tuesday to 27. The time is now 7 minutes past the hour. China and Vietnam appear to be fighting their biggest border battle in 5 years. Peking says Vietnam attacked yesterday in division strength across its southern border, and the Chinese border guards put up stiff resistance, inflicting heavy casualties on the Vietnamese. However, fierce fighting was reported still underway last night. China's army newspaper said today while China still wants peace with Vietnam, it's prepared to fight to the finish. The latest fighting is sure to be a topic at the meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Jakarta, being attended by the U.S. Secretary of State. Bill McLaughlin reports.
Secretary of State George Shultz said today there could be no normalization of relations between the United States and Vietnam until the Vietnamese army pulled out of Kampuchea and until the issue of the roughly 2,500 Americans still officially listed as missing in action in Vietnam was resolved. Shultz told the ASEAN foreign ministers that the MIA matter had highest priority for the U.S. The U.S., said Shultz, had a legal and moral responsibility to resolve the issue, and the American people rightfully expected no less. Shultz also said that Vietnamese policy was needlessly hurting the Vietnamese people. The occupation of Kampuchea had isolated Vietnam from the Western world, said Shultz, and was imposing a cruel burden on the Vietnamese people. But Shultz went on to say that if Vietnam would move to resolve the MIA issue and withdraw from Kampuchea, it could pave the way for future cooperation with the U.S. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, with the Secretary of State in Jakarta.
The American dollar is down and gold is up on European money markets this morning. After a week-long dollar surge, the London gold fix, $341.60, and the pound was up about a penny. The time is now 10 minutes past the hour.